I am gonna do this in an audio because honestly, it's just the easiest way for me to get what I want to stay out and all of that stuff. Yesterday was a pretty monumental day for me. I was approached by my best friend, and she let me know that I needed to get help because she's noticed a change in me lately, and I knew that I had been extremely emotional and different as of late, but I didn't know what was really happening. Honestly, I'm lucky to work in a field with social workers, and so they can tell a lot of the times the signs of depression and when things need to change in regards to medication or just the fact that you need to talk, and the fact that it wasn't just her who saw it was pretty clarifying to me that I need to get my meds changed, or I just need to start talking. When I was 15, I lost my mother to suicide. I'm almost 30 now, so I've been almost half my life without her, and I feel terrible because of the fact that I do have to. I've always dealt with depression of my own since I was a child, actually. Before my mother even committed suicide. It's very weird. I am from a very religious family, and my mother would say to me, you can't commit suicide because it's wrong and you wouldn't go to heaven. And it just, you know, it floored me when she actually did it. So it's weird. But I talked to my dad yesterday and I feel so bad because I scared him. And, the fact that I came to him for help is good. But I understand the fear that I have placed in him now, just because of what he went through with my mom, and, I said to him, you know, it's really great that people noticed, and he said to me, a lot of people noticed with your mom, and that's what really scares me, so it's hard, and I guess I just needed to get this out and talk to someone, even though someone is a lot of people here. I don't know, it's just, I'm happy that I realized, but I'm sad that I've, I guess put myself, or not put myself, but my father in this situation again, and it's crazy because my sister is actually getting married next weekend, and so he told me that I cannot talk to her about anything, regarding this, just because it would kill her. It would. And I would never do that to her. And I know that I would never, ever commit suicide just because I know that what it does to people, in your life. It's the hardest fucking thing in the world to have someone that is extremely important to you just up and leave your life one day. So, to all of those people that are dealing with their own depression, just get help. it's hard on the people left behind, and that is... Oh, sorry. My phone. That is the hardest thing in the world. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I just had to get this out.